Hi, this is Dr. Sudeep Shroff from resourcefullife.net. I want to talk about today that you and your problems both exist at different levels of your existence. So, if you think that you have problems in your life and that's why you are not good or you are weak or you cannot be happy because there are problems in your life, I would say if you are believing and thinking in this line, you really need to look at your situation from a different perspective, because it's the truth that you and your problems are not the same thing. Of course, you create problems, or sometimes you invite problems, or sometimes you can say that problems come into your life, but that does not mean you are bad as a human being, or you are weak, or you cannot be happy till the problems exist in your life. Let me explain what I'm trying to say here. We human beings experience this life at various levels, or I can say that we have various dimensions of our existence. We exist as this physical self, physical body. We exist in the form of our mind, our thinking patterns. We exist in the form of our feelings, our emotions. And there is also the most fundamental, in the deepest or the highest level of our existence, and that is the existence of pure consciousness. It's the realm from where everything comes and everything goes back. And that pure consciousness, it exists not only in me, it exists in you, it exists in every person and everything around you. The problems in our life are the reflection of the pattern of thinking, feelings, and physicality which we have identified ourselves with. It means that we have learned over the course of our existence to identify ourselves with some specific way of thinking, evaluating, judging, concluding, and along with this, we have specific patterns of feelings which we experience repeatedly in our life. And in the same way, we have similar pattern of our physical existence. Now these patterns, they are problematic sometimes. And by living from that position, we end up in certain situations in our life which are problematic for us. But the one truth underlying all this remains is the fact that although we have identified with these specific patterns of thinking, feeling, and physical expressions which are problematic or which invite or which create problems in the form of specific circumstances and situations in our life, beyond all this, the truth that remains is that we are pure consciousness, pure potential, the source which has no forms, the source where the love prevails, which is unaffected. The problems do arise from that consciousness. The solutions also arise from that consciousness. But the consciousness itself is not the problem, can never be the problem. Some people call that inner consciousness as the soul, the spirit, Atma. And we all have forgotten to connect with that, or at least have that sense that yes, it exists there, and we are that fundamentally, not the thinking patterns, not the feelings patterns, not the physical patterns that we manifest. When that awareness arises, when we once again recollect which we have forgotten, then the main message of this talk becomes very clear, that although you may experience problems in your life in the form of some physical patterns, some thinking and feeling patterns, some specific circumstances, some situations, but you are not that problems. You are beyond that. And it does not mean that you are weak. It does not mean that you are bad. It just means that you have learned some patterns. And those patterns are inviting, creating situations which are problematic. I hope this helps, because it has helped me, it has helped many of my clients with whom I have shared this, and I feel that it is required that I share this with all other people who really want to know about this information. And by knowing that, they stop blaming themselves, they stop underestimating themselves. So that's it, and God bless you all.